If you cross the Golden Gate Bridge, as I do every day, you drive over the crushed tombstones of thousands of early San Franciscans. I recently learned about two men whose grave markers met such a disrespectful fate. They were founders of our city's theater tradition. On January 2, 1875, an actor named William Barry died in his hotel room at 118 Post Street. Barry had made a name for himself as the first grave digger in Hamlet, a role he played to rave reviews innumerable times on our city's stages. He died of drinking and a broken heart because at age 63, he had recently been recast as the second gravedigger. Fellow actors with the California Theater Company arranged Barry's funeral and buried him in the same plot with Barry's old friend, a female impersonator and comedic actor turned police sergeant, James Everard, who had died in 1871. Barry's obituary said, "The name Barry has been familiar among Californians. He has ever been a favorite on the stage." Elsewhere, Barry was described as eccentric, a comedian of rare merit, and Edwin Booth's boon companion. Everard and Barry reposed together in the Masonic Cemetery for 56 years, until the 1930s, when all of the cemeteries in San Francisco closed. Since Everard and Barry had no families, the two actors were moved to their second final resting place, to Colma's Woodlawn Cemetery, to a mass grave with all the other unclaimed dead. The city repurposed their original tombstone, along with thousands of others, as landfill in the construction of the Golden Gate Bridge approaches. How ironic it is to think of the many times Barry tossed skulls to Hamlet and wisecracked that only gravediggers build the most enduring houses. I discovered Everard and Barry while researching early theater history because they animate the archives. They spent decades entertaining San Franciscans and in the process established our theater tradition. These men belong to us. They're our collective ancestors. I wish the mass grave at least listed their names. They deserved that much. With a Perspective, I'm Alex Giardino.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.